Hellion didn't turn out to be very hard to spot at all. And he was apparently having so much fun that he actually waved off the rescue ship.
"He's so cool,"
King Space Ninja said, sounding absolutely riotous in doing so.
"He's nuts,"
Jasmine said, studying the gonzo figure taking on all comers on the street below.
"Gonna run out of ammo sooner or later, you maniac!"
Hellion stood in the exact center of a broad ring of smoke and fire. His spent flamethrower smoldered at his feet. Gleaming in body armor from giant helmet to huge boot, the second biggest hybrid's grin was evident even from an angle, and 50 feet up in the air. Hellion actually appeared to be winning. All around him, man-weeds were piled up, burning and smoldering. He'd wiped out dozens of them from the looks of it, but there were still at least that many more intact ones around him, and he was having to swivel this way and that constantly to keep them all at bay. Jasmine opened the rear door and dropped the ladder. She watched it unroll towards the gonzo hybrid, even as Hellion was emptying an explosive bullet magazine into a 3-man-weed assault team that had somehow made it through the flames to get close to him. The man-weeds came apart like dandelions under a lawnmower blade as Hellion sprayed shells into them. Human-shaped limbs flew this way and that, and thick green torsos thudded and tumbled down the sides of the raised cone of dead weed monsters.
"Get his attention!"
Randy hollered back from the pilot seat.
"Do I need to drop us lower?"
"Do not drop us lower," Jasmine said calmly but firmly.
"Those things can jump up nearly as far as they can in any other direction, and we're close enough already."
She had already popped open the floor panel to expose the ladder, so all she had to do was drop the hooked-on bundle out the door. She did so and watched it unreel.
"We're gonna have to drop a little,"
she said, seeing the ladder's lower end dangling.
"The ladder end is 10 feet over Hellion's head, and I'm pretty sure he can't jump at all."
"Can't or won't,"
Randy mumbled.
"Shit."
With obvious reluctance, he let up slightly on the throttle, and the chopper descended a few more feet. Randy glanced over at Scott and saw the young physician's grim glare.
"Hellion!"
Jasmine yelled down.
"Hey, man!"
she said, and tried to time her shouts between staccato weapon bursts.